Briefing. Battleground economies. Going swingingly. Swing states are doing fine, even without the federal pork barrel.
As we explain in our analysis of Pennsylvania's economy, strong economic fundamentals will not be enough to propel Kamala Harris to the White House. Still, the health of the economy in the swing states should give Democrats some confidence in the final months of campaigning. Most have performed well in recent years relative to national benchmarks. Start with inflation, the biggest black mark against the Biden-Harris administration. Since President Joe Biden took office in 2021, consumer prices have risen by 20%, America's worst inflation since the early 1980s. Of the seven swing states, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina have seen slightly higher overall inflation, while Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have had slightly milder bouts. Most striking, though, is their improvement. Apart from Pennsylvania, the other six have enjoyed slower inflation than the national average over the past year. Their job markets are also healthy, for now. American unemployment has drifted up since mid-2023, hitting 4.3% in July. In June, the most recent month for which state-level data are available, five swing states, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, had lower unemployment rates than the national one. Michigan's was the same, only Nevada's was higher. What is more, in the 12 months leading up to June, they held up well. Whereas America's unemployment rate rose by half a percentage point, all seven of the swing states had more gradual increases, averaging a tenth of a point. The growth picture is more muddled. Despite Nevada's high jobless rate, a feature of its tourism-heavy economy, its economy has grown by 14% between the start of Mr. Biden's presidency and this year's first quarter, eclipsing national GDP growth of 8%. The other six swing states have grown a little more slowly, though the gap has been minor for most. Wisconsin is the one laggard, with growth of just 3%, but it too has picked up speed recently. One curiosity is that the Biden-Harris administration has not made more effort to spend extra money in the swing states. Together, they account for 13% of America's economy. Their share of the administration's big investment packages, infrastructure, semiconductors, and green technology, has matched that at 12% of allocations. With more pork barrel cynicism, Ms. Harris would have had an even better story to tell swing state voters.